Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the visiting Modesto Nuts, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Your Fresno Grizzlies look for a series win tonight. They've taken three of the first five games of this six-game series. Unfortunately, Fresno, who have dropped two in a row now to Modesto, come in with an overall record of 59-53. They are 21-26 in the second half. The same second half record as the Modesto Nuts, 21-26, but Modesto 62-49 overall. Modesto won the first half in the California League North Division standings. They are already in the postseason. On the other side, Fresno, six games back with 19 left as they trail the San Jose Giants, who will play the Stockton Ports. They are about underway in Excite Ballpark. Your Fresno Grizzlies last night falling by a final score of 5-1, their second straight game where they allowed five runs, and their second straight game where they scored less than two runs. They were body slammed and put in a headlock by Modesto on Pro Wrestling Night. Outstanding special guest appearance by Kurt Angle as well. He was here at Chuck Chancey Park, but Fresno falling 5-1, the Grizzlies, they only had four total hits, all singles. Andy Perez, an RBI single. That was it for Fresno's offense. A couple hits for Luis Mendez, Jason Hinchman, and Braylon Wimmer. The other ones, Wimmer and Perez, though, two of the hottest hitters right now in the California League. Wimmer, he is currently riding an eight-game hit streak. He has 10 hits in that span, batting .303. And Andy Perez has hit safely in every game in the month of August. He's on a 15-game hit streak, his second longest in a Grizzlies uniform this season. Fresno also had a great start from Brian Mena, a career-high 5 2/3 innings. Despite allowing three runs and four hits, Mena had given the Grizzlies a chance. The bullpen, a couple good performances, which included Justin Lohr striking out a pair in a clean inning. Austin Becker, three strikeouts. Tyler Hoffman fanning the lone batter he faced. But the Grizzlies, they could not find the bats as they fell by a final score of 5-1. That brings us to this evening, where the Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez, who has now become the Grizzlies' ace for the remainder of this season. A 4-6 record, a 4.25 ERA. He'll be countered by Modesto right-hander Pedro de Costa Limos, the Brazilian product. Limos, a 4-2 record, a 3.64 ERA. This was the pitching matchup on Tuesday, where the Grizzlies won the opener of this six-game series by a final score of 4-3 in 10 innings. Perez, 5 innings of work, and Limos, 7 innings of work. So a great pitching matchup here at Chuck Chancey Park. It is also Chuck Chancey Heritage Night, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. As we get set for the series finale, the Grizzlies, this is the first part of their two-week homestand. They will face the Stockton Ports, who will visit Chuck Chancey Park next week, starting on Tuesday. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Modesto Nuts infielder tonight. He'll be in left field, Ty Pete, for joining us on the pregame show. Ty Pete just turned 19 years old, and what an outstanding young man. Grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, but did not grow up a Atlanta Braves fan. He'll tell you all about his favorite team and favorite player growing up. We also talked about how last year went for him, not only being drafted, but also joining Modesto, who went on to win the California League Championship in 2023. And we talk about his development this year and some of the things he's been working on, which includes stolen bases. Our pregame guest is Ty Pete of the Modesto Nuts. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Modesto Nuts shortstop Ty Pete. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
First question, tell the fans where you're from and where your love for baseball started.
I'm from Tyrone, Georgia. It's about 25 minutes south of Atlanta. And I've been playing baseball for about 15 years now, 16 years. So I love the game. I do it. You know, I do it for my family back at home. I do it for the love I have for the game. Me and my family just been coming up playing baseball.
Now, did you have any relatives that played or anyone that really instilled the first love for you?
Yeah, my dad. My dad played high school baseball, could play college baseball, and then could play basketball, though. But I think me and him just been kind of in the backyard every day, going to fields every day since I was 3 years old.
I love it.
So just being able to do it with him and be able to come up with him and him seeing the way I progressed through my career, I think that's my favorite part.
Absolutely. Now, of course, being from Georgia, you would think that you're a Braves fan, but that's not the case. Talk about your favorite team, why you root for them, and then your favorite player as well.
Yeah, so my favorite team is actually the Angels. That was my team since I was about 8 years old.
Nice.
And I never was a Braves fan just because I didn't want to be a bandwagon. I never watched games growing up. I kind of just watched players, and I'd watch just my own baseball, I guess. But I never watched MLB. So I didn't want to be a bandwagon, just like all teams. I'm not a Bulldogs fan.
Right.
But, you know, when I went to my 12th birthday, my mom took me to at the time it was an Indians-Angels game, and I saw Lindor play for the first time. That's kind of where my spark for watching him play and the enjoyment I have watching him kind of on the field just flow and have fun. That's kind of the player I strive to be.
Absolutely. And, of course, when you're at high school, you started to show a lot of promise, of course, getting offers at the D1 level, but pretty much then going to professional baseball. But talk about your time in high school.
Yeah, high school was fun for me. I think it was just more relaxing, chill, just because I was enjoying what I was doing. I was doing it with my buddies. I was doing it with my friends. And I think just I knew the level I wanted to play at, and being able to compete against other guys and being able to kind of look forward to getting to that level, that was a good part of high school.
Now, of course, then, too, you were a highly touted high school prospect. Did you know that you had a chance to get drafted in the first round, pick number 30 overall by the Seattle Mariners? Did you know that you had any chance to get drafted, or did you think, I'm going to go to college and maybe have to go to class?
Yeah, my intention was never college. My intention was to play in the league and make it to the league. And I think after I realized maybe my sophomore, junior year, I said, all right, like, this is time to really lock in. Because I've always said, like, look, it's not when I'm going to get drafted. It's like, so I'm going to get drafted and play this or in school. And like, what do you want to do? Well, I'm going to be an MLB player. So it's kind of like that was my goal, and to be able to strive for that and be able to work for that, not take a day off, and just kind of realize, look, now I have a chance to do it. Now it's time to go put on a show and do it. And I was very grateful and very blessed to be able to be drafted in the first round.
Talk about the emotions when that happened.
Yeah, a lot of emotions. I didn't want to have like a big group around me. I just had my intermediate family, two best friends, but being able to like sharing that with them, you know, getting the call. First person I was told was my dad. So being able to tell him like, hey,
awesome,
man, like Seattle Mariners drafted me. It's like, it was amazing. And I think the next morning I was ready to play.
Absolutely.
I wanted to go out the next day.
I mean, you really did. And then you didn't have to go to school, and the classes are done, which is great.
No classes. I think that's the best part.
Absolutely. So then, of course, you were sent right away to Modesto, and, man, that team last year was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Talk about how amazing it was last year joining that Modesto run in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, we just had a bunch of super studs. We had Johnny Farmello, Cole Emerson, Aiden Smith. It's like these guys are just unbelievable, and I think – The part that made us go as far as we did and how we did all stuck to his team is our bond together. You know, we had probably one of the best relationships in baseball, I think. So just hanging out off the field, hanging out on the field, being able to go on the field, compete with each other. You know, we called ourselves the night shift. We'd be down a couple runs, didn't matter. Seventh inning on, it's our time to go. So I think that was some of the most fun we had. We had like 24 game win streak.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the, that was the coolest part. And then being able to honestly take it home, and, win the ring, go back home, brag to my little brother, put it in his face, do all the stuff. But it was great, man. It was cool.
No, absolutely. Now, of course, this year, another year of development for you. Talk about how the first half and now here in the second half has been for you in terms of learning not only in the field but at the plate as well.
Yeah. I think now that I've gotten through my first year, first full year of pro baseball, first half was kind of getting into the groove. Now second half, I'm working on things. I'm getting more comfortable doing certain things. Like, I think, for instance, stolen bases. I was kind of growing up, I never was like a pure stealer until like maybe 2 years ago. I realized how, like, I unlocked a couple speed things, learned a couple of technique. And first half, I took 10, 11. I was like, all right, I need to kind of turn it on. So took 11 this past month, and now I think it's just a feel thing. It's kind of like I know I can get there, and I know my times and stuff like that. So it's great to be able to know those things.
And you had your first caught stealing against us just the other night too. So a little bit weird for you, right?
Yeah, that was my first time ever getting like thrown out on the bases, which is like, at least it was at third base where I didn't have to make the long run back to the dugout. It's kind of just a quick run in.
Yeah.
But no, it was definitely I don't know. But it was close. It was close. But
absolutely.
For that being my first one, I don't mind that.
Absolutely. And you're just 19 years old. Also, happy late birthday for you as well, too. But talk about what your goals are for the next couple of years, especially seeing this Modesto development and the Mariners development.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing for me is just development and being a pro and doing everything professional. I think even on and off the field, off-field habits, being a pro, on-field, just kind of that's the big thing, getting a routine down. I've always said that. For the past year, I've been trying to get a solid routine down. And I think once I get that, I'm just kind of doing it every day. Make sure it doesn't get repetitive, you know, toss a couple things in there. But just stay loose in the field. Stay healthy.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest thing, too.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future holds. Ty, thanks for taking time in this interview.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
This evening's national anthem as we get set for first pitch here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and boy, are we excited for the series finale between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies, your Fresno Grizzlies, and the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, the Modesto Nuts. A big thank you to Modesto Nuts left fielder tonight, and mainly infielder Ty Pete for joining us on the pregame show. Ty Pete, great to catch up with the 19-year-old, one of the future promising stars in the Mariners system. With that being said, after the national anthem, it is now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Modesto Nuts, who are 62-49 overall. 21-26 in the second half. They're led by manager Zach Vinci, and here's his starting lineup. Ricardo Cova, the second baseman, will lead things off, followed by left fielder Ty Peet. Carson Jones in right field bats third. Luis Wiesbell, the DH, he will bat fourth. Charlie Pagliarini, the first baseman, he hits fifth. Brandon Ikey, the third baseman, bats sixth. Josh Carone, the catcher, bats seventh. Carter Dorigi, the shortstop, will hit eighth. And Curtis Washington Jr., the center fielder, bats ninth. On the bump for Modesto, the right-hander, Pedro de Costa Limos, a 4-2 record, a 3.64 ERA. The Grizzlies, they will give the ball to Brian Perez tonight as the right-hander finishing up his warm-up pitches. A 4-6 record, a 4.25 ERA. We'll give you the Grizzlies starting lineup in the bottom of the first. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in. We are here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the first inning, Brian Perez out of the full windup. And here comes tonight's first pitch. Ground ball down the third baseline and just foul. And a count and no balls and a strike. 93 degrees at first pitch. Clear sky. 6 mph winds out to right center. 5:06 p.m. for tonight's first pitch. As a count and no balls and one strike to Ricardo Cova. Here comes the next pitch from Perez outside count. Now at 1-1. Fresno defensively, Brad Cumbis. He's on the left field with center fielder Caleb Hobson and right fielder Felix Tena. As there's a called strike, good pitch count at 1-2. Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez at third and short, respectfully. And then Luis Mendez and Jason Hinchman on the right side of the infield. As the 1-2 on its way, swing and a miss. Cova down on strikes. And Perez starts his evening off with a punch out as here comes left fielder Ty Peet. Brian Perez on the mound. His catcher is Juan Castillo. First time these two will work with one another. Brian Perez on the bump. Perez making his 19th start of 2024 as that pitch runs outside. 1-0. Pitched on Tuesday against Modesto. As here comes the 1-0 from Perez. And that is a line drive caught by first baseman Jason Hinchman. He did not even have to move. He was in his crouch position as the ball was lined to him. Two outs now as here comes right fielder in Carson Jones. So two outs now. Home plate umpire Pedro Torres over on the bases, Dylan Reeves. Fresno wearing those red unis. Brian Perez loves wearing these red jerseys. Grizzlies run across the front. Black numbers with white trim slash outline. Here's a base hit in a right field for Carson Jones, a two-out single. And for Modesto, their first hit tonight as it brings up DH Luis Swiespel. Red cap, red bill, the Grizzlies bear, the primary Grizzlies bear logo on the front of that cap. Modesto wearing their black unis with Modesto written across the front. Maroon numbers on the front with Modesto written in tan. Black cap, black bill, the Nuts logo on the cap. As the pitch from Perez is a called strike count at 0-1. So we have the uniform combos, red and black tonight. Pedro Torres behind the plate. Dylan Reeves on the bases. As there is a pitch outside, 1-1. Just underway here at Chuck Chansey Park, no score. Brian Perez, 5 innings, a 1-run ball back on August 13th. That was Tuesday. 2 hits, 4 walks, 4 Ks. As a check on Jones, he's back safely. Perez making his 5th appearance, his 5th start against Modesto, an 0-2 record, a 6.75 ERA. As here comes the pitch from Perez, and it's a chopper over to Hinchman, who dives, and the ball goes foul. Hinchman's been busy over there at first base as he tried keeping that ball fair in the count at 1-2. Because if he kept it fair, he would have been able to tag the bag for the third out. Brian Perez, 20 years old, 6'2", 167 pounds. The right-hander will celebrate his birthday on the last day of the regular season. As here comes the pitch, and that is a foul ball. Staying alive is Swiespel. He's from Bajos de Haina, Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent in 2021. Brian Perez, the nephew of former MLB All-Star Edison Volquez. There's the 1-2. That is called strike three. And Brian Perez has a zero in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. Grizzlies come up to bat right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball.
Bottom of the first inning. The Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts tied at zero here at Chuck Chancey Park. Your Fresno Grizzlies 21-26 in the second half, 59-53 overall. The single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies as Aiden Longwell will lead things off as he'll take a called strike from Pedro de Costa Limos. The Grizzlies' Toyota starting lineup looks like this. Aiden Longwell, the DH, followed by third baseman Braylon Wimmer as there's another strike, 0-2. Andy Perez, the shortstop, he will bat third. Luis Mendez, second baseman, he bats fourth. Here comes the 0-2 to Longwell, and it's a fly ball lifted out to left field, playable for the left fielder in Pete, and he makes the play as he runs into the bullpen area, and that's the first out as Longwell is retired, and it brings up Braylon Wimmer. Juan Castillo, the catcher, he bats fifth. Felix Tena, the right fielder, he will hit sixth. And then the bottom three of the lineup is first baseman Jason Hinchman, left fielder Brad Cumbis, and center fielder Caleb Hobson. As here's a foul ball by Wimmer, count and no balls and a strike. Brian Perez on the bump for Fresno as they round out that Toyota starting lineup. So Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Mendez, Castillo, Tena, Hinchman, Cumbis, Hobson, and Perez on the bump as Braylon Wimmer is hit by the pitch. That was right on the shoulder, and he is on. So a one-out hit by pitch, and it brings up shortstop Andy Perez. So Wimmer is on, and now Andy Perez. Either way, Wimmer, the first base runner for Fresno. As Andy Perez, a 15-game hit streak. As here comes the pitch from Pedro de Costa Limos, and it's fouled off by Perez, counted no balls and one strike. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Again, that Grizzlies Toyota lineup, Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Mendez, Castillo, Tena, Hinchman, Cumbis, Hobson, and Brian Perez on the bump. Andy Perez, here comes the pitch. And a chopper, and that is going to hit the runner in Wimmer. That is going to be an out. Perez, unfortunately, he hit that ball right where Wimmer was going. I don't know if Wimmer ever picked it up. Either way, Wimmer is out. So now two outs as it brings up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. You don't see very often a player get hit by a ball when they're running, but a tough play for Wimmer to avoid that ball. As now two outs, a runner at first, and Luis Mendez at the plate. As Mendez will pop this one up, this is in foul territory. The third baseman, Ikey, he makes a play as he falls to the ground, and that will end the inning. Unfortunately, Fresno, they do not score. We head the second right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Top of the second inning. No score between Modesto and Fresno here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Sunday evening baseball, the series finale, and possibly the last matchup this year between Fresno and Modesto. They could possibly meet in the postseason as there is a swing and a miss account at 0-1. Brian Perez taking on Charlie Pagliarini as the count of no balls and a strike. The pitch from Perez, another swing and a miss count at 0-2. Great pitch right there from Perez. As now time called from Pagliarini. Top of the second inning, no score. Glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and that is a swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Pagliarini down on strike, third strikeout for Perez, first out of the inning, and here comes third baseman Brandon Ikey. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancy. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChancyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancy Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Here's a ball into the left field corner. Extra bases for Ikey. The throw from Cumbus in a second. It's going to be just late. And it's going to be a one-out double for Ikey. Let's see, second baseman Mendez applying the tag. Second hit for Modesto. As here comes Josh Caron, the catcher. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancy Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. So now Perez going to have to work around a runner in scoring position. As here's a base in the left field. Andy Perez dove after it. Cumbus is up with the balls. He'll throw it in. Runners now at the corners here with one out. As Caron has a single. So Ikey to third. First and third. And Carter Dorigi to the plate. Here on August 18th, top of the second inning. As Brian Perez trying to work out of this mini jam. Brian Perez, outstanding stuff. As you said, just 20 years old. As there is a called strike on the outside portion of the plate, count and no balls in one strike. Perez, 20 years old, signed in 2021, was, according to Ben Baylor, was the top pitching prospect signed in that international class by the Rockies. As there is a swing and a miss, counted 0-2. Brian Perez, great stuff, and continues to get better and better. And this year, Perez, career highs in pretty much every statistic. We've seen Perez get up to 7 innings. We've seen shutout performances. We see the strikeouts. Brian Perez led the team with the most strikeouts in a game so far this year as he has a chopper up the middle. This could be two. Mendez, tough play. The turn is not going to be in time. The run scores as Mendez had trouble trying to pick up the late hop. Ikey comes in. It's 1-0 Modesto. As Dorigi will reach on the fielder's choice, it's going to be an RBI for him. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. By the time Mendez got the ball out of his glove and flipped it to Perez, there was no chance to get Dorigi. So now a runner at first with two outs for Curtis Washington Jr. It is 1-0 Modesto. As that pitch inside, one ball and no strikes. Of course, we'll keep you updated with Stockton San Jose, who are currently tied in the second inning. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and that one lifted just below us in the count at one ball and one strike. As Brian Perez taking on the 9-hole hitter for Modesto. Brian Perez, a few quality starts this year. As the pitch on its way is a ground ball, and that's just foul down the left field line. And once again, the third base coach and Heckmark Neves trying to say that ball was fair towards the plate umpire in Pedro Torres. It was not. And Washington Jr. now the count of 1-2 to him. Great piece of hitting there as Washington Jr. was looking for extra bases. 98 miles per hour off the bat for Washington Jr. 1-0 Modesto, a double by Ikey. He scores on the fielder's choice. It was a ground ball, could have ended the inning, but a tough bounce for Mendez to deal with. As the pitch on its way inside, two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes. Brian Perez looking for a punch out. Here's the pitch. And that is a chopper foul. As it looked like went off of Washington Jr. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. So right now, Modesto, they have one run on three hits so far against Brian Perez. As the pitch on its way is a fly ball lifted out to center field. Caleb Hobson ranging back, still going back, and he'll make the play to end the inning. But Modesto gets on the board. It's 1-0. We have the bottom of the second right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 1-0 Modesto leads Fresno as Juan Castillo will line one foul down the right field line and out of play against Pedro de Costa Limos. Count of no balls and one strike. Pedro de Costa Limos, the wine in the deal, and here's a chopper over to third. This is a fair ball. The off-balance throw is in time as the third baseman Ikey makes the play. And now Castillo, he was initially heading back. They're saying it's a foul ball. So apparently that was a foul ball. Castillo was initially called out on the play, but he's heading all the way back to first or to the plate. He was out initially at first, but they're saying that ball went foul when Ikey picked it up. And now the umpire Pedro Torres talking to the catcher in Coron to try to say, hey, it was a foul ball. They counted no balls and two strikes. Manager Steve Solis had to tell Castillo there was a foul ball because initially he was heading back towards the dugout. So no balls, two strikes. The pitch to Castillo is a wave and a miss. He's down on strikes, and that is the first strikeout for Limos. And with one away, here comes the right fielder in Felix Tena here in the bottom of the second inning. Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. That's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. And we thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As that pitch misses as Limos count a one ball and one strike. Glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball. Here's a pitch from Limos. That is a line drive into right field. A base hit for Felix Tena. It's a one-out single. And for Fresno, their second hit. And you say, Steven, well, they didn't have a hit that first inning. Well, Andy Perez, that ground ball to second that hit Braylon Wimmer, actually has to be ruled a single. So therefore, Andy Perez extends his hit streak to 16 games. So a one-out single, and now it's Jason Hinchman at the plate as he takes on Pedro de Costa Limos. Here comes the pitch, and a ground ball up the middle, and in a center field, a base hit. That almost touched two different as Altena, the throw to third, gets him by a mile. I don't know why he was going on the play as Hinchman will take second, and Tena is out. That's the second out of the inning. And that was horrible base running by Felix Tena. So Hinchman has a single, advances the second on the throw. And Washington Jr. gets Tena going to third. It is 8-5 on the put outs. Now runner at second with two outs. As Limos, the 21-year-old, watching as Tena made some bad base running mistake right there. As here comes the pitch to Brad Cumbis, and now time called. So a single to center fielder Curtis Washington Jr., and then he threw the ball perfectly to Brandon Ikey as Tena was out by a few feet. Here comes the pitch, and that is a wave and a miss. Count at 0-1. Series finale between Modesto and Fresno. Modesto looking for a series split after losing the first three games. Fresno looking for a series win. The pitch to Cumbis, swing and a miss, 0-2. Back-to-back breaking balls, Cumbis way in front of them. No balls and two strikes. Runner at second with two outs here in the bottom of the second. De Costa Lemos pitched on Tuesday against Fresno from Santo André, Brazil. Here comes his offering to Cumbis. And a ground ball, and that is just foul down the left field line. De Costa Lemos, 6 feet, 179 pounds. He is appearing in his 28th game, his 8th start. A 4-2 record, a 3.64 ERA. He has 3 holds this year and has become a part of the rotation after some roster moves. As that ball is in the dirt, great stop by the catcher and Caron. Count at 1-2. But for Pedro De Costa Lemos, he's pitched very well against Fresno, both as a starter and as a reliever. On Tuesday, 7 innings of work. Unfortunately, did not get a lot of help offensively. 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 1 walk, and 2 Ks. He's allowed a pair of hits so far tonight. Here's the pitch to Cumbis. And Cumbis pops this one up. It is heading towards the seats and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. So this Grizzlies team trying to figure out Lemos. A very good right-hander. The stuff is outstanding. Fastball, splitter, sweeper. Here's the pitch. It is just outside. 2-2. The fastball ranges into the mid-90s, usually about 92 to 95. Good splitter and the sweeper. Very similar to a slider, but it's the slider is a little bit tighter and has a little bit more velocity to it. As Cumbis will watch a pitch low and the count full 3-2. That looked like the splitter there from Lemos. So now 3-2. Runner at second with 2 outs. And Cumbis looking to drive the baseball. 3-2. Runner at second. Lemos comes set. The pitch. And it's a wave and a miss. Cumbis down on strikes. 94 on the fastball. And that ends the inning. We head to the third. 1-0 Modesto. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa. Even parked. 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 1-0 Modesto leads Fresno, as here is a base hit to right field for Ricardo Cova, first pitch swinging. And for Modesto, that's their fourth hit against Perez, as here comes left fielder Ty Pete. Pete 0-1, a line drive right to the first baseman and Jason Hinchman. Ty Pete was our pregame guest this evening, 19 years old. As here comes the pitch. That's a line drive out to right field. A base hit. Tanner's up with it as he throws the ball in. And the shortstop Perez watching both base runners. So back-to-back singles. Kova to second. Pete to first. That's now five hits allowed by Brian Perez. Perez only allowed two hits in five innings on Tuesday against Modesto. And he hasn't allowed more than five hits since the start on August 7th against Rancho Cucamonga. And prior to that was June 26th. So his third most hits allowed over his past eight outings. As Brian Perez will come set. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive foul. Counted 0-1. Breaking ball hung there for Carson Jones. Top of the third inning, 1-0. Modesto looking for more runs. California Fish Grill serving great tasting, 100% responsibly sourced seafood. Make sure you try their classic battered fish and chips, coastal tacos, and famous dynamite shrimp bowl. Now open in Fresno and Blackstone and West El Paso at Universal Park Shopping Center. California Fish Grill, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box Food here in the top of the third. As here's a swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. Good pitch from Perez. After back-to-back singles, looking for a big out of Carson Jones here on August 18th. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and that is fouled off again by Carson Jones. Jones has had a nice series, a pair of hits just the other night. He's been responsible for a lot of the RBI for the Nuts here this week. One of the better hitters on this squad as well. Here in the top of the third, Perez looks back the runners. The pitch is just outside, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's Fresno trying to find a way to keep the damage at just 1-0. San Jose and Stockton tied at 0 in the fourth inning now. As the pitch on its way is a fly ball out to left field. Kumbis giving chase. He's going to run out of room, and it goes up against the wall. Extra bases. It's going to score at least one. Here comes the second runner. It is it's not in time. It's going to be cut off. It's a 2-RBI double. 3-0 Modesto here in the third. Carson Jones now 2-for-2. He's got 2 more RBI. He's had himself a series. Ty Pete was on his horse. He knew that ball was going to land over the head of Brad Kumbis in left center. Kova scores as well. Third hit, 2 runs this inning for Modesto. They now have 6 hits against Brian Perez. As now it's Luis Suispel who's 0-for-1. Runner at second with no outs. Suispel will chop it over to Jason Hinchman, who looks back the runner in Carson Jones. And it's going to be 3 unassisted. And Jones to third, so 1 out runner at third for first baseman Charlie Pagliarini. And all of a sudden, Fresno trailing 3-0 here in the third inning. Modesto has been swinging this inning. Perez just a few pitches in this inning, and he's allowed 3 singles and a ground out for a productive first out. As that's outside, 1-0. That infield is in for Fresno. Andy Perez backing up the throw from the catcher in Juan Castillo. And Fresno just looks a little bit shell-shocked right now. The pitch, it's outside. Counted 2 balls and 0 strikes. Brian Perez trying to find a way to get through this inning. This Grizzlies team, very limited bullpen-wise. They've been using the majority of their arms this week. As here's a line drive, a base hit. It is now 4-0. Modesto, another hard-hit baseball. Pagliarini, the RBI single. It scores Carson Jones, who had the 2-RBI double. A 3-run frame for Modesto. Fourth hit, third run this inning. So now 7 hits allowed by Brian Perez. And it's Brandon Ikey, 1-for-1, a double and a run scored. So Brian Perez, his 7 hits and his 4 runs have already matched what happened just 2 starts ago against Rancho Cucamonga. But he went 6 innings. He is only in the third right now. As the ERA for Brian Perez at 4.53. Perez trying to find a way to get an out as that runs inside, one ball and one strike. First time he's working with Juan Castillo this year. Castillo just called up a few weeks ago. Here comes the 1-1. It's fouled off. Count at 1-2. So this Grizzlies offense will have to find a way to score some runs now because Modesto has come out hitting against Brian Perez. One ball, two strikes. Perez, 32 pitches. Or 32 strikes among his 42 pitches. As here is a chopper foul. And count stays at one ball and two strikes. Runner at first with one out. Three singles and a double for Modesto this inning. Perez comes set around the belt. Here comes his 1-2. And it's outside. Two balls and two strikes. Perez usually has some control issues, but so far, zero walks and a lot of the hits for Modesto coming on the first pitch. They're swinging early in counts. As Perez, a foul ball again by Brandon Ikey. Runner at first with one out, top of the third inning. All Modesto so far, 4-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As Ikey, a single up the middle, that is another hit for Modesto. They have five hits and eight overall against Perez. And with one away, here's Josh Carone, and manager or pitching coach Jerry Sullivan coming out of the dugout. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Brian Perez right now just running into some trouble. I don't know if it's a pitch selection issue or if Modesto really is reading the ball well against Brian Perez. Perez has outstanding stuff, a fastball, slider, and changeup, a part of his repertoire. And Perez doesn't allow a lot of hard contact in this inning, a lot of hard-hit baseballs. Something you don't see very often. So Brian Perez, a little bit different. This is his first or second game, you could say, that would be considered a day game to start normally because the sun is out, but only one day game for Perez, and the ball has been hit hard in both those outings. This is the seventh batter this inning. He started with a Ricardo Cova single. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Two balls and no strikes. And all of a sudden, Perez can't find the strike zone. First and second, one out, and every batter but Sweetspell has reached via hit. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and that's a chopper foul, counted 2-1. That's the kind of pitch, though, that's hard to pick up from Perez, 92 with that kind of life to it. Lots of broken bats, something Perez is used to picking up as he's trying to find a way to get out of this inning without any more damage. He's already allowed eight hits. As here's a chopper, this could be a double play. 6-4-3, as clean as you can ask for. Andy Perez, Luis Mendez, and Jason Hinchman. But Modesto off to a 4-0 lead. Grizzlies need to get going right now.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chukchansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Whoa. Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member.
Caleb Hobson will lead things off here in the bottom of the third inning. 4-0 Modesto. As Pedro de Costa Limos' first offering is flown foul, counting no balls and one strike. So Modesto leads 4-0. San Jose leads Stockton 2-0. Fresno needs some runs. Caleb Hobson, the perfect batter to lead off an inning, as that pitch almost hits him, counting one ball and one strike. Hobson has been a leadoff hitter for Fresno, but in this series, he's been near the bottom of the lineup trying to flip it to the top of the lineup with some success. Hobson, no hits yesterday, looking to get back on the right track. We've seen the power on Sundays for Hobson this year. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a swing and a miss count at 1-2. Good breaking ball there from Limos. That looked like a changeup or a splitter. One ball and two strikes. Great change of pace so far for the righty. As the 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Hobson down on strikes. Third strikeout for Limos. And here comes DH Aiden Longwell, who's 0-1. This Fresno offense needs to get going now. There are no chances for Fresno if they cannot score right here, because this Grizzlies team, if they lose in this contest, they'll be trailing by 7 games with only 18 left. And that margin is very, very slim. As Aiden Longwell at the plate, as he will watch ball one inside. One ball and no strikes. Le Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here's the pitch to Longwell. Ground ball to the second baseman picked up by Kova on a first in time. That's the second out. It goes 4-3 as here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. A hit by pitch his first time at the dish. Again, make sure you visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. There is a called strike count at 0-1. Another breaking ball in there for Limos. Bottom of the third is Wimmer. Line drive to right field. That ball will get down a base hit. A two-out single as Wimmer has reached both times. That's the fourth hit for Fresno as here comes shortstop Andy Perez. His ball back in the first inning hit Wimmer, who is heading towards second, was ruled a hit because you can't assume that he would have been out if that ball was still on the ground. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. And it is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Perez 9 home runs this year. He has 64 RBI. All over the California League leaderboard. Top 5 in 7 different categories. As Perez, that is up the middle, a base hit. As Wimmer will stop at second. Andy Perez now 2-for-2. And Frezza with 2 outs, a little bit of life with Luis Mendez coming to the plate. For Fresno, that's their 5th hit, so 13 hits so far, but Fresno, with 5 of them, have not been able to record a run. Luis Mendez, the power to give them 3 with 1 swing of the bat. As now the catcher and Caron coming out. If you're ever interested, though, in that rule by Andy Perez, 905.8.5 in the Minor League Baseball and Major League Baseball record books, the official scorebook. As here comes the pitch to Mendez, and he will ground one right to the first baseman and over the glove. This will bring in one run as Perez will stop at third, and that will score the first Fresno run. That was a hard chopper and a wicked bounce over Pagliarini's head, 98 miles per hour. I don't know if you can call that an error with the speed off the bat of that. That has to be an RBI single for Mendez. As now it's Juan Castillo 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Wimmer comes in a score. As Luis Mendez is ruled an RBI single. That is correct for sure. Fresno, their 3rd hit and a run now. As Castillo will take a big hack, come up empty, count at 0-1. So Fresno is on the board now 4-1 here in the bottom of the 3rd. They have 6 hits and 1 run. 1st and 3rd with 2 outs, as that's in the dirt count at 1-1, as a good stop from Caron, as the ball does not get to the backstop. As Fresno currently trail 4-1, 1st and 3rd, 2 outs, Juan Castillo at the plate, Andy Perez at 3rd, Luis Mendez the RBI single. Here comes the pitch to Castillo, and he will foul it off, and the count now 1-1. And 2 strikes. But again, in that official scorebook, 905.8.5, if you are interested in figuring out that ruling of why Andy Perez was awarded a single. Either way, Andy Perez has extended his hit streak. As here comes the pitch to Castillo. Inside, it gets away! And now Andy Perez will score! That's a pass ball! It's 4-2. That ball got away from the catcher, Corona. Pass ball as Mendez will get to second. Now runner at second with 2 outs, 4-2. And all of a sudden, Fresno, needing to score some runs, have 2 here in the bottom of the 3rd. This Grizzlies team a home run away from getting right back into it. Here comes the pitch to Castillo. And he checks his swing on the high elevated fastball. Did he go around? He did not. And the count full 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a pass ball scores Andy Perez. Here comes the 3-2-1 Castillo, the pitch. And it's a ground ball into right field, a base hit. That ball is down. Mendez will round 3rd. He will score. Juan Castillo, a 2-out RBI single. It's 4-3. Juan Castillo continues to drive in runs. And Luis Mendez is in from 2nd. He scores 3 runs on 4 hits this inning for Fresno. And now here comes the pitching coach in Jake Witt to talk to Lemos with Felix Tena coming up. He's 1-for-1 with a single. Runner at first with 2 outs. It's 4-3 here in the bottom of the 3rd. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As the first pitch is flown to the right side and out of play, count at 0-1. Again, we thank Express Furniture Rental here in the bottom of the third inning. As the Grizzlies trail 4-3. Both teams have come out swinging the bats. We have 15 hits already. As the pitch to Tanner grounded to the third baseman. Tough play picked up. The throw to second in time. Sweet Ike over to Kova for the out as we will head to the fourth. But Fresno, three runs, including an RBI single from Luis Mendez and Juan Castillo. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fourth inning, 4-3 Modesto leads Fresno here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Brian Perez will take on the 8-hole hitter in Carter Durigi as there's a called strike count at 0-1. Durigi, an RBI fielder's choice, his first time at the plate. As the pitch from Perez is a chopper over to second, Luis Mendez picks it up over to first in time. It goes 4-3. That is the first out. As here comes center fielder Curtis Washington Jr. 0-1. Curtis Washington Jr., an outstanding speed demon. Great outfielder. The bat is trying to find its course, though, here in professional baseball. Batting 198, one home run, 15 RBI. As the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0. Second year with Modesto for Curtis Washington Jr. As Brian Perez is ready, winds and deals, and that is a line drive rip foul. They count now 1-1 here in the top of the fourth. As Carter Durigi was out, now Curtis Washington Jr., the bottom of this Modesto lineup. Perez trying to get through. Good breaking ball. Count at 1-2. That slider clipped the inside portion of the plate. Brian Perez, if he can find a way to mix and match his breaking pitches with that fastball, that's better results. As there is a good breaking ball outside, it is not going to pick up a strikeout. Count at 2-2. Curtis Washington Jr., 2-2. Here's the pitch from Perez, and that is a ground ball to third. Wimmer's up with it. He's going to have to hurry the throw. It's a little high, and Washington Jr. is out by an eyelash. It goes 5-3. You can see him cruise down the line, and Wimmer makes a nice play. So two outs now for second baseman Ricardo Kova. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, so already in effect here at Chuck Chancey Park, a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through. As here's a base hit into left field. And for Kova, he has his second hit at the top of this lineup. He's now 2-for-3, another multi-hit game. He had two hits yesterday. And Perez has just tied a career high with his ninth hit allowed. As here comes left fielder Ty Pete, 1-for-2 with a single. But again, in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. That ball ripped foul, one ball and one strike. Top of the fourth inning. Again, a big thank you to everyone who will listen to that clear bag policy. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Here's the pitch, a ground ball over to first. Jason Hinchman was literally tagging the bag as he makes the play, and that will end the inning. We had the bottom of the fourth, 4-3 Modesto. We'll be back right after this.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chukchansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chukchansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-3 Modesto leads Fresno here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Jason Hinchman, who's 1-for-1, will lead things off. Here's a pitch from Lemos, and it's a swing and a miss. Count at 0-1. Great pitch there as Lemos gets ahead. As Fresno looking for a win tonight, they will try to keep pace with San Jose in the California League North Division second half standings. In that game, 2-0 San Jose, top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch to Hinchman, and he comes up empty. Count at 1-2. So 1-2 as Lemos looking for his fourth strikeout. The pitch to Hinchman on its way. It's inside. Called strike 3. Hinchman raised his arms, and he called it. Oh, man. That is the fourth strikeout for Lemos, first out of the inning. Hinchman thought that ball was inside. He lifted his arms and it caught the inside portion as it brings up Brad Cumbis, who struck out his first time at the dish. Here's the pitch from Lemos, and it's a high pop-up drifting towards the second baseman in Kova. Kova battling the sun makes the play, and that's the second out. As here comes center fielder Caleb Hobson, 0-for-1 with a punch out. As Hobson looks to get on base for the first time here in the bottom of the fourth inning, California Fish Grill, serving great tasting, 100% responsibly sourced seafood. Try their classic battered fish and chips, coastal tacos, and famous dynamite shrimp bowl. As Hobson swing and a miss counted 0-1. Now open in Fresno on Blackstone and West El Paso at Universal Park Shopping Center. Tonight's Press Box Food and a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that pitch dips low, Caleb Hobson looking to get on base as he will watch a pitch run outside. Two balls and a strike. Fresno back home next week, a two-week homestand. The Stockton Ports in town, a key series for Fresno. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Three balls and a strike. The reason why is because this Modesto team they're facing right now will go play San Jose. Stockton coming here. The Grizzlies pretty much need a sweep or at least 5 out of 6 to win the series and try to keep pace with San Jose. As here's a chopper foul count at three balls and two strikes. Fresno with 18 games after tonight's action will either trail by 5, 6, or 7 games. And that latter number, that 7, is not where we want to be at. Here comes the 3-2 to Caleb Hobson, and he will swing and miss again. And for Lemos, he has 5 punch-outs. We head to the fifth, 4-3, Modesto.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. The Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 4-3 as Carson Jones 2-for-2, a double and 2 RBI to the plate. He's also scored a run as he will watch strike one, counting no balls and a strike. Brian Perez and the Grizzlies wearing those red unis. They are 500 on the season, 17-17 when wearing them, as that pitch is just outside. And they actually are going to call that a strike on the check swing. It's 0-2. Brian Perez looking for a punch out. This would be his fourth of the game. Here comes the 0-2 as he winds and deals. And that is a high pop-up. This one heading towards foul territory. And it's going to be a foul ball into a fan's hands who tried to make the play. Count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. So a fan makes the play. So no balls, 2 strikes. As Brian Perez ready to go once again. Here comes the pitch. And that is a wave and a miss. That ball in the dirt. Carson Jones does not advance as Castillo applies the tag. And that is his 4th strikeout as Jones is down on strikes. And now is Luis Sweetspell 0-for-2. Sweetspell caught looking back in the first inning. A ground out to Jason Hinchman the last time at the plate. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. Again, make sure you go to your local supermarket and bring them home today. Here comes the 1-1 offering. It is a foul ball, count at 1-2. Good pitch to Luis Suispel, the switch-hitting youngster, just 21 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. Luis Suispel, part of that really tough squad. Count of 1-2. Perez ready to go. He will wind and deal. And that is a foul tip, and Castillo showing that he caught it. I don't know how that wouldn't be a strikeout, but they're saying it might have hit the dirt. So the count stays at 1-2. Perez is looking for back-to-back punch-outs. He has not done that yet tonight. He will wind and deal, 1-2. And a line drive foul. Do it again with the same count as Suispel has fouled off 3 straight pitches now. Here in the top of the fifth. Perez looks in. The right-hander with the shade now on the bump, the pitch. And that is fouled off. Another foul ball. As some fans look to go after it. 1-2 remain. Fresno will play Tuesday against the Stockton Ports. As here comes the 1-2. And that is just outside. 2-2. Good fastball at 94 to Luis Suispel. You can hear some of the fans are here. Nice crowd on hand watching Fresno. Here's the 2-2. And a lifted foul ball again. And that went over the netting. It bounced off the top of the netting over towards a couple fans. It remains at 2-2. This will be pitch number 9. Coming up in this at-bat. As you can hear the finish him, the 2-2 inside count full. Suispel working the count, and now the 10th pitch coming up right here. Glad you could join us here in the top of the 5th inning. Luis Suispel at the plate. Perez ready to go. Here comes the 3-2. And a chopper foul again. What an at-bat brewing here. This is the 11th pitch coming up between Luis Suispel and Brian Perez. Perez also, though, his pitch count starting to climb at 75 now. The pitch. And it is just low, and Suispel wins the battle. An 11-pitch at-bat. And that's a one-out walk. First walk for Brian Perez. And now brings up the first baseman in Charlie Pagliarini. Pagliarini. Pagliarini is runner at first with one out. Perez has already received a double play. Let's even get another one as there's a strike count at 0-1. Brian Perez has great run and sink on this fastball. An opportunity to get a double play, especially with that middle infield. So lethal. Mendez Perez specifically as the pitch is swung on and missed. Counted 0-2. Perez should just live there, though, as that pitch on the upper and outer part of the zone. So no balls, 2 strikes. Perez comes set around the belt. And now time call by the batter in Pagliarini. Trying to change the momentum for Brian Perez. As San Jose leads Stockton 2-0 in the 6th inning. The pitch. That is a wave and a miss. Great pitch on the outside part of the plate. And Brian Perez has now 5 punch-outs. second out of the inning. And here comes the third baseman, Brandon Eichy. Eichy, 2-for-2, a double and a single. He scored on that double back in the second inning. Right now, that one-run difference, 4-3 Modesto here in the fifth. As the pitch is in there for a strike, counted 0-1. And now you know that Brian Perez is in the groove, because now he is actually staying in control of his body and being able to throw that breaking ball for first pitch strikes. Here's the pitch inside, count of 1-1. Brian Perez, outstanding stuff. Again, just 20 years old. He'll be 21 at the end of this season. But Brian Perez to be pitching at this level and this intensity at just 20 years old is unfathomable. As counted 2-2. The youth movement in this game, we have guys like outfielder Ty Pete, where he's in left field, mainly an infielder, but Ty Pete's 19 years old. Luis Suisbel, he's at first base. He had a 21 as Perez makes a play, and he will throw to first, and that will end the inning. Look what I found as we head the bottom of the fifth, 4-3, Modesto.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd. Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light?
Aiden Longwell will lead things off. He's 0-for-2. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-3. Modesto leads Fresno here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Game 6, the series finale between Modesto and Fresno, the final regular season matchup between the squads, as there is a swing and a miss, count at 1-1. With a win by Fresno, not only will they win the series this week, but they will win the season series 13-11. As here is a line drive out to left field, Ty Pete ranging back makes the play, that's the first out, and Longwell now 0-for-3. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-1, a single hit by pitch and run scored. But if Modesto wins tonight's game, they will not only split the series this week, but they will split the season series 12-12. Here comes the pitch from Lemos and a ground ball foul, count at no balls and a strike. Fresno all time in 102 games played between the squads since 2021. The Grizzlies are 53-49. Both teams sweeping their home and home series this year. We've seen a lot of high scoring games, but both teams this week, it's been a very tough offensive showing. Today has been a little bit of a different story as that pitch misses inside. The count at 1-1. 7 runs, 16 hits in this contest, and we're only in the fifth. Lemos ready to go. Here comes the Pitch to Wimmer, and he flies one to right field. This is playable for Carson Jones. Actually, it's Carson Jones. He makes the play. That is the out. And now there's two outs. As here comes shortstop Andy Perez. The right fielder in Carson Jones. So two away now. As it brings up the shortstop Andy Perez. Two for two. As there is a foul ball count and no balls and a strike. Bottom of the fifth inning. Fresno, six straight batters have been retired as Perez checks his swing. He didn't go around. One ball and one strike. Bottom of the fifth here. As the right-hander in Lemos winds and deals. And here is a high pop-up drifting on the infield. Who's it going to be? The shortstop, Dorigi, is there, and he makes the play. And a 1-2-3 frame for Lemos. He's retired seven in a row. We head to the sixth, 4-3 Modesto. Don't go anywhere.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Top of the sixth inning, 4-3, Modesto leads Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Josh Caron will lead things off against Brian Perez. Winds and deals as there is a called strike count at 0-1. Good breaking ball in there from Perez. Caron 1-for-2, a double play back in the third inning. 4-3, Modesto leads Fresno. As Perez winds and deals, and a good breaking ball just misses. One ball and one strike. Perez trying to nip the inside part of the plate. Here comes the 1-1 offering as Perez ready to go, and here's a ground ball in the hole. Shortstop Andy Perez trying to make the play, and it bounces out of the glove. That's a tough ball for Perez. We'll see what the official ruling is. I have my initial thoughts, but either way, a leadoff man is on for shortstop Carter Dorigi, who's 0-for-2 in RBI back in the second inning on a fielder's choice. Andy Perez had to go a long way. He's still in the sun because of that 5:05 p.m. first pitch. A lot of shadows now starting to creep up the field. It is a single, and that is correct for Caron, who has his second hit, as there is a called strike count at 0-1. 10th hit already for Modesto, and that is a career high now in hits allowed by Brian Perez. The pitch on his way is inside, the count of one ball and one strike. Action down in that Modesto bullpen. Right-hander starts to get loose. Here comes the 1-1. That is a called strike. Good fastball up and in for Brian Perez. Actually, that might have been a changeup. 84 miles per hour on the gun. 1-2, so a changeup that was up in the zone. Dorigi, I don't know if recognized the pitch. Here's the 1-2, and that's fouled off. He went to the off-speed once again. Cherchancy Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Planner and entry starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here's the 1-2, and that is a ground ball base hit to right field for Carter Durigi. Tenna's up with it as he will throw it in quickly. Runners at first and second, no outs for center fielder Curtis Washington Jr. First hit for Durigi, 11th allowed by Brian Perez. And Washington Jr. now, who's 0-2 at the plate, expect a bunt right here. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. As Perez steps off the rubber. Again, that $1 million cash vault giveaway. As there is a bunt attempt and the ball is low. One ball and no strikes. $1 million guaranteed only at Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino. So first and second with no outs. Top of the lineup due up for Modesto as here's a bunt attempt and it's a great one. This is going to be a tough play as the catcher Castillo makes a nice play. From his crouch position, he grabs the ball and flings it towards first and Washington Jr. is out. Great sack bunt though. It goes 2-3. And with one away, here comes Ricardo Cova 2-for-3 with a pair of singles here in the top of the sixth inning. So Ricardo Cova now an opportunity to extend this Modesto lead as the infield for Fresno comes in. And now time called as a pitch clock violation on Perez. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here on August 18th. Glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch from Perez. That's a called strike. Count of one ball and one strike now. Top of the sixth, 4-3. Modesto leads Fresno. Brian Perez needs a strikeout, though. The pitch. That's inside 2-1. We talked about it yesterday on the broadcast, but Ricardo Cova is 5'9", 145 pounds. Now, what makes that so tough is the strike zone. Because it's smaller than most of these hitters, you have to really find a way to get it down the zone, as he did right there. Good breaking ball, count it 2-2. But because Cova has such a small strike zone, he's able to hit a lot of pitches because a lot of them will come into his wheelhouse. Here's the 2-2. And that is a diving play by Luis Mendez. How did he catch that one? That looked like a for sure single that Mendez turned into out number two. What a catch by Luis Mendez at second base. Oh, man. Cova was looking for his third hit, and Luis Mendez made the play. So two outs now. And here comes left fielder Ty Pete. As now, Ty Pete will actually be given a base on ball. It's an intentional walk to bring up Carson Jones. I don't think I've ever seen a situation like that. But Ty Pete, who's had a very good series, will head down to first base. So now base is loaded, two outs, and it's Carson Jones, who is 2-for-3. A double, a single, two RBI, and a run. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside. One ball and no strikes. I don't know exactly the reasoning for this, but I wonder if it's so. I wonder if so they can have a force out at every base. As the pitch is low, two balls and no strikes. Carson Jones, 12 home runs this year. Bases loaded. Two balls, no strikes. Perez comes set. The pitch. And it's a chopper towards second. Mendez stays down on it. The throw to first. And Brian Perez works out the bases loaded jam. We had the bomb to six. 4-3 Modesto. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-3 Modesto leads Fresno as Airmon Fajardo takes over on the mound for Modesto. As the first pitch is in there for a strike to Luis Mendez, the count at 0-1. Mendez 1-for-2, an RBI single and a run scored. That was back in that 3-run Fresno third. As here's a foul ball, count at 0-2. So Herman Fajardo takes over on the mound. The right-hander takes over for Pedro de Costa Limos, who was outstanding once again. Here comes the pitch, and that is a chopper foul. For Limos, 5 innings of work, 7 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, no walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 5 Ks. Counted 0-2 to Mendez. The pitch is inside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 4-3 Modesto leads here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Nice crowd on hand for Sunday evening baseball. Here comes the 1-2. That's outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fajardo, 5'11", 180 pounds, 23 years old. A 2-2 record, a 5.17 ERA. From Arizona, signed as a free agent out of Kansas State. Is that ball just to the left of us? Count stays at 2-2. But went to Kansas State, known for a breaking ball. Tons of movement on his breaking pitches. Fastball can reach the mid-90s, as here's a chopper again fouled off, and Mendez stays alive. Fajardo's faced Fresno a few times. We've seen the good out of Fajardo. We've also seen the bad out of him. And it really depends on if he can throw strikes for the 23-year-old. Pitch for the Wildcats. As here comes the pitch. And that's outside, and the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Luis Mendez trying to get on base. It'll be Juan Castillo on deck. There's the 3-2, and it's fouled off. Mendez stays alive as he goes down to a knee after that foul ball. Fajardo's 29th game all out of the bullpen. 4 holds, 0-for-1 in save chances, 54 innings. The pitch, and a fly ball, and Mendez way out in front of it. That ball was headed to the next county over, unfortunately, the wrong way. Count at 3-2, and here comes the 10th pitch of the at-bat. The pitch to Mendez is a high chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for Kova as he makes a jump throw, and it's in time. Oh, good play from Kova. It goes 4-3, and Mendez is out. As here comes catcher Juan Castillo, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Smart Rewards program. Save Smart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. As there is a called strike, counted 0-1 to Castillo. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Rewards at Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. And we thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch to Castillo on its way, and it's a high fly ball lifted out to right center field. Curtis Washington Jr. being called off by Carson Jones, who makes the play. That's the second out. And here comes right fielder Felix Tena, 1-for-2 with a single. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us once again. Felix Tena looking for a multi-hit game. Went 0-4 last night. Been an up-and-down year for Tena. As here's a high chopper again. Kova up the middle. He has the off-balance throw, and it's high, and it goes into the dugout. Went up to the netting, I believe, actually. And Tena should be awarded second base. He is. So Kova looked like he wanted to have a jump throw again, and the ball sealed high on him. Should be an air E4. That will allow Tena to get to second base. So two outs now for Jason Hinchman, who is 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout looking. You're in the bottom of the sixth. Fajardo comes set, and he will step off the rubber. First disengagement. Action down in Fresno's bullpen. Here comes the pitch. And it's going to hit Jason Hinchman. That looked like a breaking ball that just caught too much of Hinchman. So now Brad Cumbis comes to the plate. Runners at first and second with two outs. And Brad Cumbis is going to be pinch hit for. And I believe that's Darius Perry coming out to pinch hit. So Fajardo hits the batter. First and second, two outs. And now it's the pinch hitter. And it looks like it's Darius Perry, number 33. So Darius Perry's going to pinch hit. This is a very early pinch hit for Fresno. Darius Perry will come off the bench and pinch hit. First and second, two outs. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-3 Modesto leads Fresno. But now the question is, what does Fresno do defensively the next half inning? As there is a ball low, one ball, no strikes. I would think Perry goes to catch, Castillo to first, Hinchman goes out to left field is what my guess would be. And I'm just assuming. As a count of one ball and no strikes, Fajardo looks back the runners, the pitch. And it's a called strike, count of one ball and one strike. Stockton, San Jose tied at 2, heading to the bottom of the 7th inning. Fresno looking for a comeback clause win tonight, and for Stockton to win that contest. Here's the 1-1, and Perry, big wave and a miss count at 1-2. Darius Perry, a couple position players available off the bench, and now looking to get on base. First and second, the runner at second and 10, a good speed, but we've seen some decisive wrong decisions. As that's outside, two balls and two strikes. Tena makes up his mind quickly, and sometimes it's cost him. Earlier was thrown out of third base by center fielder Washington Jr. Two balls, two strikes. Coming set for Hardo. The pitch from the righty on its way. And Perry watches ball three inside, three balls and two strikes. Caleb Hobson on deck. He has struck out twice. which means Hobson is due. Can Darius Perry get on base, or can he find a big hit? Three balls, two strikes. The pitch from Fajardo is low inside, ball four. And the bases are loaded for Caleb Hobson. Perry draws the walk, Hinchman a second, Tanna to third. And now here comes Caleb Hobson, 0 for 2. What a spot now for the UT Martin product. Caleb Hobson, Tupelo, Mississippi, 22 years old, 6'1", 193 pounds. Here comes the pitch, and Hobson takes a strike, count at 0-1. Caleb Hobson coming to tonight's contest, batting .245, three home runs, 27 RBI. Here comes the 0-1. It's high, one ball and one strike. Aiden Longwell awaits on deck. Can Hobson continue this inning? Fajardo trying to find the strike zone. After two quick outs, an error, hit by pitch, and a walk. As that is a swing and a miss, and the count at 1-2. Good elevated fastball. By the way, for Fresno, they're actually going to give Tanna a single up the middle and then E4. So Fresno does have a hit this inning. And Tanna, two of them now. So bases loaded, two outs. Caleb Hobson, here comes the 1-2. And it is called strike three. And the bases are loaded no more. As Fresno comes up empty, we head to the seventh right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long.
Top of the seventh inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 4-3 Modesto leads Fresno. We have a couple defensive changes for the Grizzlies. Darius Perry now the new Grizzlies catcher as he stays in the game for Brad Cumbis. Moving from catcher to first base is Juan Castillo. From first to left field, Jason Hinchman. Perry remains in the game. He will bat eighth. Hinchman still in the seventh spot. And the first baseman Castillo will still bat fifth. Jake Madden takes over on the mound as his first pitch is a ball outside. One ball and no strikes for Brian Perez. Perez, six innings, 11 hits, four runs, all earned, two walks, and five Ks. As Madden winds and deals, that is just inside. Two balls and no strikes. second most hits allowed by a Grizzlies pitcher with those 11 hits allowed by Perez. Isaiah Coupe allowed 12 in a game. As here's the 2-0 from Madden, and that is up the middle, but Andy Perez is there. A one bouncer, the throw to first in time, and Sweetspell is out. It goes 6-3, and here comes the first baseman, Charlie Pagliarini. So Jake Madden takes over. Madden appearing in his 22nd game. A 1-0 record, a 3.30 ERA. Two holds for the right-hander. He's had an outstanding series. Madden pitched two nights ago, an inning and two-thirds, no hits, no runs, no walks, and two Ks. And then he also pitched on Wednesday, one inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and one K. So for Madden, he is looking for another scoreless outing in this series as Fresno trails 4-3 here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the pitch, and that's outside. As San Jose 2-2 in the bottom of the seventh, but the Giants have runners at first and second and no outs. As here comes the pitch, and that is low. Three balls and no strikes. This Grizzlies team trailing 4-3 here in the top of the seventh. Andy Perez, a big game. He has two hits and a run. As there's a called strike. Count at three balls and a strike. As Madden looks in. Here comes the 3-1 as the righty ready to go. And that is a foul ball. Count full 3-2. Jake Madden, 6'6", 185 pounds. 22 years old from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Traded from the Angels to the Rockies in 2023. Madden comes set around the belt. Here comes the 3-2. And it's a swing and a miss. Down goes Pagliarini. And for Madden, his first strikeout. As San Jose has now taken a 6-2 lead. A grand slam. So San Jose now in the driver's seat. Fresno now needs to win this game. And for Madden, he needs to put up a zero. Brandon Eichy at the plate, 2-for-3, a double, and a run scored. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and that is a called strike count at 0-1. This Grizzlies team have 9 outs to play with now. They need to win this game. There is no doubt about it. Here comes the pitch from Madden, and that is a foul ball, counted no balls and 2 strikes. As Jake Madden trying to find a clean frame. 0-2. Comes set around the belt. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And that is swung on and missed. Madden strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 seventh. Fresno needs some runs. We'll be back right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Check
chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Fresno trails Modesto 4-3 here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Angelo Ovando takes over for Airmon Fajardo, who worked one clean inning, one hit, one walk, one hit by pitch, and one K for Fajardo. And now to Ovando as the first pitch is inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Ovando pitched a few nights ago, two-thirds of an inning, one hit, two runs, both earned, two walks and one K. Aiden Longwell, who's 0-for-3, looking to get on base. Here comes the 1-0. That's a strike. Count at 1-1. Good breaking ball from Ovando. Ovando listed at 6'5", 222 pounds. 23 years old. As here comes the 1-1, and that's a chopper back to Ovando, who will literally run the ball all the way to a toss at first base. It goes 1-3. One out. Here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-2. A single hit by pitch and a run. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As there's a strike count at 1-1 to Braylon Wimmer. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and he will chop it, and that one goes foul. Count at 1-2. The catcher in Corone tried making the play as it bounced behind him. So one ball, two strikes to Braylon Wimmer. A single and a run back in that third inning. Here on August 18th, the pitch, that is called strike three, and Wimmer can't believe it. That is the first strikeout for Ovando, second out of the inning, and here comes shortstop Andy Perez. Andy, we would love your 10th home run of the year right now. The Grizzlies trailing 4-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. This Grizzlies team have had opportunities. They have left six on base, including the bases loaded back in that sixth inning. Here's the pitch to Perez outside, 1-0. Fastball from Ovando. Bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch. And that is a strike count at 1-1. Ovando on the bump, the right-hander, has become one of the better options out of the Modesto bullpen. The pitch to Perez, and it's inside 2-1. Ovando appearing in his 29th game this season. 3-4 record of 5.24 ERA from San Pedro de Macorey, Dominican Republic. The pitch to Perez is low. Great take by Perez. Ovando started his year up in High A Everett, moved down to Modesto. 26th game with Modesto, 3 games with Everett. And now Andy Perez, an opportunity to drive the baseball. 3 balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. And it is a called strike 3-2. That was a breaking ball that clipped the outside portion. 3 balls, 2 strikes. This Fresno team looking for a series win. They won the first 3 games. They've lost the last 2. The offense has been very quiet for Fresno. As that's high ball 4. Music was playing the entire time on that pitch. It's a two-out walk to Andy Perez. Third time he's reached base. Second walk issued by Modesto pitching. Here comes second baseman Luis Mendez. Fortunately, Perez was able to work through that. Is now Luis Mendez 1-for-3, an RBI single and a run. Tries to find a way to continue this frame. The pitch to Mendez is outside, 1-0. Juan Castillo on deck. Fresno now, can they try to put some momentum together? Not a lot of outs to play with, 7 to be exact. And now a check on Perez. He's back safely as that throw almost got away from Pagliarini. Great job to make the play. One ball, no strikes. Luis Mendez, 5 homers this year in the cleanup spot for Fresno. He homered last Sunday in Rancho. Can he come up again with a big one? There goes Perez. That ball lifted to left field. Ty Pete there, and he will make the play to end the inning. Fresno comes up empty. Only 6 outs to play in a must-needed win. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the 8th inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. 4-3 Modesto leads Fresno as Josh Carone will lead things off against Jake Madden, who's back out for a second inning of work. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Jake Madden, and it's a called strike count at 0-1. Trevor Long in the bullpen for Modesto. He'll take on Castillo, Tenna, Hinchman in the 8th inning. Madden comes set. Here comes the 0-1 offering from the righty. Winds and deals, and that is a foul ball. Counted 0-2, and it went off of Darius Perry's leg, it looked like. That doesn't feel good. No balls and 2 strikes. Top of the 8th inning, Fresno needs to win. San Jose leads 7-2. As the Grizzlies trying to find a W, they will have to play with their final 6 outs and find a way to score at least one and then a second one to win it. Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. That's counted 0-2. Madden comes set. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's fouled off. Count stays at 0-2. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley to Fresno. From friendly people to fresh produce, incredible local flavors, and prices that respect your budget, it's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. We thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Ground ball over to second. Luis Mendez stays down on it. A throw to first in time. It goes 4-3 as here comes Carter Dorigi. Dorigi, an RBI fielder's choice. He also has a single back in the 6th as he looks to get on. here in the top of the eighth. And again, we thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. A Save Mart Sunday to wrap up this six-game series. Here comes the pitch from Madden in a bunt attempt, and now Perry trying to make a play, and it is in time. What a play, Perry. Great throw. It goes 2-3 on the bunt attempt, and Dorigi is out. Two away as here comes center fielder Curtis Washington Jr. Dorigi was trying to catch the Grizzlies napping, that high bouncer, and then Perry, the perfect throw to first in time. Darius Perry, a very good defender, was that way at UCLA, has continued that into his pro career. As the pitch from Madden is outside, one ball and no strikes. Top of the eighth inning, 4-3, Modesto leads Fresno. This Grizzlies team in search of a big W. The pitch from Madden, and it's a called strike, count at 1-1. 7-2, San Jose beating Stockton. That is not what Fresno wants to hear. As here comes the 1-1. The pitch outside 2-1 from Jake Madden. Jake Madden, always fun to talk to him. He is very, very smart. Part of a trade last year from the Angels. And you can see the IQ levels from Madden. As here comes the 2-1, and here's a fly ball out to left field. That ball is great. Carry on it at the wall, and it is going to be caught by the left fielder and Jason Hinchman, who hits the wall. He shows the glove, and now he's down, and now they want to check on him, and they're going to say that he's out. They're going to say he's out, but now here comes manager Zach Vinci. As Hinchman makes the catch, you can tell he hit his side, and now the argument is if he actually did catch it. What a play by Jason Hinchman as he ran into the wall. That does not feel good. You can see his reaction. Let's look at the replay right here. Out to deep left center field. That ball was still in the park. Hinchman going back, and if we look, he nestles his glove and his hand together. What a catch from Jason Hinchman! There's some momentum as we head to the bottom of the eighth right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd. Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light?
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 4-3 here at Chuck Chancy Park. Juan Castillo will face Trevor Long out of the Nuts bullpen as the first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. Trevor Long, born in Scottsdale, Arizona, went to Arizona, signed as a free agent by the Mariners. A 1-0 record, a 3.86 ERA, as Castillo fouls it off. Count of one ball and one strike. Jason Hinchman, what a catch to end that top of the eighth. Maybe some momentum now for Fresno as they have action down there. Connor Eaton looks like is in the pen as that's outside. Two balls and a strike. But now Trevor Long, the Arizona Wildcat. He's going to look for a clean frame, but the Grizzlies have other needs as there is a swing and a miss. Count at 2-2. Trevor Long, a 1-0 record, his fourth game. 6'1", 197 pounds. The right-hander will wind and deal the pitch. And it is called strike three, right down the middle. First strikeout for Long. And it brings up Felix Tena. And we're waiting to see if Jason Hinchman comes out of the dugout because he was holding his side after making the play. And you can see Tevin Tucker coming out, which means Hinchman is most likely out of this game. As the first pitch is a swing and a miss. Counted 0-1 to Felix Tena. This Grizzlies team cannot afford an injury at this very moment. Here comes the pitch, and a ground ball just foul down the right field line. Oh, that would have been trouble. As Fresno trying to find a way to get some kind of momentum in this game. It's been very quiet for the majority. Here comes the 0-2 to Tena in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Tena 2-for-3. Can he find a way for his third hit of the game against Trevor Long? Connor Eaton in the pen for Fresno right now. As here is the offering, and Tena fouls it off. Count remains at 1-2. Stayed with that fastball at 92 miles per hour. Tevin Tucker on deck. Fresno trails here in the bottom of the eighth. As Stockton trails San Jose 7-5 now. As Tena swing and a miss, back-to-back punch-outs. This Grizzlies team striking out really late in this contest. And with two away, here comes Tevin Tucker, who's going to pinch hit for Jason Hinchman, who right now we're worried that he might be hurt. So Tevin Tucker now will pinch hit. And they're going to let everybody know as we have tonight's attendance. 3,198. 3,198. So now Tevin Tucker to the plate, coming off the bench. Tevin Tucker, first at bat after Hinchman will leave the game. And now the home plate umpire in Pedro Torres will clean off the plates. Here comes the first pitch from Long to Tucker. And it's inside. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. A hit by pitch brings up Darius Perry with two outs. Third hit by pitch for Fresno. And now Darius Perry, who walked his first time to the plate. Darius Perry in Rancho Cucamonga had some key RBIs. He had a ground rule double for an RBI, and he had a bases clearing double down the left field line. Darius Perry with no doubles from the Modesto outfield, looking to drive in a run. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike, count at 0-1. Good pitch from Long, 92 on the fastball. Trevor Long took over for Angelo Vondo. Here comes the 0-1. The pitch to Darius Perry, and it is a swing and a miss, now 0-2. Elevated fastball at 91. The Grizzlies trail by one. Stockton trails San Jose by two. So both teams are going to need an epic finish tonight. Sunday baseball. Fresno needs a series win. They must win this game tonight. Here comes the 0-2 to Darius Perry. And he will watch it go outside. The throw to second. Gets into center. And Tevin Tucker heading to third. And the ball gets away. And now Tucker will stop at third. Oh, man. The throw by Washington Jr. comes in. It would have been close at the plate. But now there's a runner at third with two outs. Tucker, a stolen base. And then takes third on E2. So now a runner at third with two outs, and the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Darius Perry. And Perry swings and misses. And that ends the inning. And the Grizzlies come up empty again. We head to the ninth, 4-3, Modesto.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 4-3 here at Chuck Chancey Park. Another couple defensive changes for Fresno. Staying the game playing second base, Tevin Tucker. Going from second to third is Luis Mendez. And from third to left field, Braylon Wimmer. First time Wimmer's played the outfield for Fresno, even though he's listed as an infielder and outfielder on the roster. And now Connor Eaton takes over for Jake Madden on the bump. Jake Madden, 2 perfect innings with 2 strikeouts. He was outstanding again. And now Connor Eaton, no record of 3 ERA. The lefty from George Mason's first pitch is low. 1 ball and no strikes to Ricardo Cova. Cova, 2 for 4 with a run scored. Connor Eaton drafted in the 6th round by the Rockies in 2024. 6'3", 210 pounds, as the pitch is outside. Counted 2 balls and no strikes. 21 years old from Prince George, Virginia. Same high school as Tevin Tucker, the Grizzlies' now second baseman. As the pitch to Cova on its way, and it's a strike, counted 2-1. 4-3, Modesto leads Fresno. Bottom of the ninth will have Hobson, Longwell, Wimmer. So Lease will be Fresno's good part of the order. As the pitch is inside, and the count now at 3 balls and a strike. What I mean by the good part of the order, you have guys that can get on base in Hobson and Longwell, and then you bring the RBI guys in Wimmer, Perez, Mendez. Fresno just needs 2 runs to win it in the ninth, though. As there is a foul ball count, full 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Stockton currently trailing San Jose in the ninth inning, Miles Naylor just struck out. He had a rough series against that San Jose Giants, including an error that cost him a game. 3 balls, 2 strikes now as Eaton will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. And that is inside, ball 4, and a leadoff walk to Cova. Third time he's reached base at the top of the lineup. Third walk issued by Fresno pitching. And now Ty Pete. Pete intentionally walked his last time in the sixth inning. Chuck Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. As there is a ball inside, one ball and no strikes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the pitch from Eaton. That is line foul just to the left of us. Count of one ball and one strike as a couple fans oohing and aahing on that foul ball that ricocheted towards a couple California members on the first level. Here comes the 1-1 to Ty Pete. And Eaton will throw a pitch low. Two balls and a strike. Top of the ninth inning here on August 18th. The series finale between Modesto and Fresno. Glad you could join us. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Fresno looks to walk it off. Here comes the pitch, and that is a broken bat and a base hit into left field. Andy Perez trying to make an outstanding play. Now two runners on with no outs for Carson Jones. Pete is on for the third time, his second hit. Kova to second. 12 hits now for Modesto. As here comes Carson Jones. He has two of the four RBI, which includes a double, a single, and a run scored. In the bullpen, I believe it's Jesse Wainscott, number 21. He's in the pen for Modesto. As here comes the pitch from Eaton. And that is a swing and a miss. Count it 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup. Connor Eaton, first professional season, assigned to Fresno on August 8th. Made his debut on August 9th in Rancho Cucamonga. Fanning Zaire hoped for his first professional strikeout. As there is a called strike in the count at 0-2. Picked up a hold 4 days ago here against Modesto. Striking out one over a clean eighth. Drafted in the sixth round, pick number 168 out of George Mason. The highest drafted pitcher in George Mason program history. And their third highest draft pick ever. Here's the pitch, and that's a foul ball. So you know you're a pretty good pitcher when you're the best pitcher in your program's history. Made 28 starts over 29 games over 3 years with the Patriots. Recorded 129 strikeouts and 105 and one-third innings. 15th all-time in George Mason starts. Here comes the 0-2 from Eaton. Outside 1-2. A 3-year baseball letter winner at Prince George High School in Virginia. Named first base all-region player of the year. Was recruited by Charleston, Old Dominion, Radford, VMI, Winthrop. An outstanding lefty. Here's the 1-2. That is a swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. Goodbye, Carson Jones. That was some high cheese from the lefty in Eaton. And that's his first out of the inning. Here comes DH Luis Sweetspell now. Sweetspell tonight 0-for-3 with a walk. Still a very tough hitter. Will hit from the right side now with the lefty. On the bump. Eaton looks back the runner, the pitch. And that's a high pop-up. This is drifting now in foul territory. Juan Castillo is there, and he makes the play for the second out. That's a big second out for Eaton. Good pitch right there to get Sweetspell. And now a lefty-lefty matchup. Charlie Pagliarini, 1-for-4, an RBI single. 3 strikeouts, though, for the lefty. Here in the top of the ninth inning, let's see if we can get some momentum. This Grizzlies team need 1 to tie, 2 to win. They have 1 walk-off in this series. Can we make it 2? This Grizzlies team need a win tonight. Eaton comes set. Here comes the first pitch to Pagliarini. Outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Stockton, San Jose, they're in the ninth inning right now at Excite Ballpark. Fresno trailing here in the ninth inning, 4-3. Here comes the pitch from Eaton. And that is a called strike, 0-2. Oh, good pitch from the lefty. Perfectly placed. I can't wait to talk to Connor Eaton for a pregame show. He is fun to watch. Outstanding stuff. No balls or one ball and one strike. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And that is high. Connor Eaton trying to get out of this mini jam. Runners at first and second with two outs. Pagliarini at the plate. Here comes the pitch. And that is a broken bat in the shortstop. Andy Perez is there. Let's go walk it off here in the ninth inning. The life depends on it. Fresno trails 4-3. We'll be back right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning, your Fresno Grizzlies trail 4-3 to the Modesto Nuts here at Chuck Chancy Park. It is time to walk it off here in downtown Fresno. Caleb Hobson, he has struck out three times, will lead things off against Jesse Wainscott. Here's the pitch from the righty, and it's a called strike count at 0-1. Good fastball there from Wainscott, 6'1", 200 pounds, 24 years old, signed as a free agent in 2023 by the Mariners. As Hobson takes a pitch low, one ball and one strike. Fresno we'll have 9-1-2 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. We're glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it's another called strike. Count at 1-2. That pitch just clipping the plate as Hobson looking to get on base. Hobson has great speed. Can he find a way on? Here's the pitch, and Hobson fouls it off. One ball and two strikes. Caleb Hobson has already tied a career high with those three punch-outs tonight. So that means Hobson is due to get on base. Aiden Longwell on deck. Here comes the 1-2 from Jesse Wainscott. And it is a ground ball foul, and he'll stay alive. Jesse Wainscott has faced Fresno a few times. He's suffered a couple losses to this Grizzlies team. Fresno has found a way, which included Tuesday night in the 10th inning against Wainscott. The Arizona State product comes set. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and he doesn't go after it in the count at 2-2. That ball went all the way to the backstop. Wainscott, 36th game out of the bullpen, a 1-3 record, a 4.28 ERA. Here comes the pitch, and now Hobson doesn't chase. Full count, 3-2. Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-3 our score. What a game again. 3-2, Wayne Scott comes set. The pitch to Caleb Hobson is fouled off. He stays alive. Good breaking ball. And Caleb Hobson spoils it. This Grizzlies team trying to find a way. Here comes the ninth pitch of the at-bat to Hobson. Wayne Scott, the pitch. And that is outside, ball four. A leadoff walk to Caleb Hobson. That is a big at-bat. Nine pitches. And Caleb Hobson wins the battle, and now it's Aiden Longwell 0 for 4. Caleb Hobson, 34 stolen bases, now at first base, one shy of a Grizzlies top 10 single-season records. Tense moments here at Chuck Chancey Park. Aiden Longwell, the pitch, inside almost hits him, count at 1-0. Top of this Fresno lineup, Longwell, Wimmer, Perez. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first, no outs. Aiden Longwell at the plate. Here comes the pitch. There goes Hobson. Now a fake stolen base as Longwell fouls it off. Count at 1-1. Looks like Kay Denton's down in the bullpen for Fresno. One ball, one strike to Aiden Longwell. Longwell looking for his first hit tonight. And now a check on Hobson. He's back safely. Good toss over from Wayne Scott. Hobson, 34 stolen bases this year, leads the club. That's in 40 attempts. Here comes the pitch to Aiden Longwell. There goes Hobson, and it's fouled off. And the count of 1-2. Hobson had that base stolen all the way. But Longwell had a pitch he wanted to drive. Tense moments here at Chuck Chancey Park. A crowd of 3,198 watching your Fresno Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch to Aiden Longwell. One ball, two strikes. Hobson leading at first. The pitch. And it's a high pop-up. This one drifting, and it goes foul. We'll do it again with the same count. San Jose just beat Stockton 7-6. They had a bases-loaded opportunity, and San Jose holds on. So the Grizzlies have to win now. Can Aiden Longwell play hero? One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Longwell on its way from Wayne Scott. It is swung on and fouled off. Hobson was going again. Longwell just trying to stay alive. Got a pitch on the outside part of the plate. Longwell looks into his bat. Just returned from the injured list on Tuesday. He has been a big part of Fresno's offense. He was supposed to be a big part of their offense before an injury sidelined him. Aiden Longwell. Can he find a way? The Kent State product. A 1-2 from Wayne Scott. The pitch. There goes Hobson again inside. And now Hobson going to take for second. And he's going to get there. Hobson stopped initially. And then the ball in the dirty takes second base. I would rule that a wild pitch because Hobson just stopped between first and second. So now runner at second. The count at 2-2 to Aiden Longwell. And Frezzo looking to walk this thing off now. It is a wild pitch by Wayne Scott, allowing Hobson to get to second base. 2-2 to Longwell. The pitch. Outside, ball three. Braylon Wimmer on deck. Top of this Fresno lineup. Can the Grizzlies survive? Can they win the series? Can they win the season series over Modesto? Here's the 3-2 to Longwell. Outside, ball four. So Longwell draws the walk first and second. No outs. Here comes trouble. Braylon Wimmer 1-for-3, a single, a hit by pitch, and a run. Braylon Wimmer tied for the California League lead with 13 home runs. Second on the team in RBI, one of the most dangerous hitters in the league. The South Carolina product was Player of the Month in June. Braylon Wimmer in that month was outstanding. He's already extended his hit streak tonight to 9 games. He looks for a multi-hit game. Tense moments for Braylon Wimmer, as we said, was the Player of the Month in June. Pitching coach in Jake Witt talking to the right-hander Wayne Scott as Braylon Wimmer looking to find a way. Everyone in the Grizzlies dugout watching intensely as Braylon Wimmer. This is a big spot. The question is, even though Wimmer has tons of power, do you maybe put down a bunt situation? With Andy Perez on deck, you need one to tie, two to win. And you can put two runners in scoring position. The pitch to Wimmer on its way, and it swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. That breaking ball was in the dirt. Wimmer way over the top of it, and you can tell just from that swing what Wimmer wants to do. He wants to play hero. No balls, one strike. The pitch to Braylon Wimmer, and it's another strike 0-2, another breaking ball. That pitch was right in the zone, and Wimmer did not go after it. Wayne Scott, now with some confidence after that mound visit. Here comes the 0-2 to Wimmer. Wayne Scott winds and deals, and Wimmer fouls it down the third baseline. That was a hanging breaking ball from Wayne Scott. The Sun Devil trying to win this game for Modesto. Fresno, though, two runners on, no outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Your Fresno Grizzlies, their playoff hopes are in the balance. San Jose a win today. They need a win to stay alive. Or else they'll go down 7 as Wimmer. Foul tip into the glove, and that's the first out. Second time he struck out. First strikeout for Wayne Scott, and now it's Andy Perez. Perez has 2 hits. He has reached base 3 times. A single and a run back in that third inning. As Andy Perez, can he pick up another big hit? Andy Perez has been one of the most dangerous hitters for Fresno this year. As he will take a ball inside, count at 1-0. Andy Perez, 9 home runs, 64 RBI. Perez coming to tonight's game, has hit safely in every game of the month of August. Tied for first in triples, first in total bases. Here's the 1-0. And that's a ground ball, and staying down is the first baseman, Pagliarini. And they're going to make the out at second base. Now 2 outs for Luis Mendez. What a job by Pagliarini staying down on that hard hit fielder's choice. So Hobson a third. Longwell is out. It goes 3-6 on the fielder's choice. 2 outs now for Luis Mendez. 1-for-4 with a RBI and a run. It's going to come down to Luis Mendez with 2 outs and runners at the corners. The pitch to Luis Mendez is a bunt attempt, and it's fouled off. 0-1. I saw what Fresno was trying to do, trying to catch Modesto napping, but Mendez has had trouble with the bunt all year long. Count it 0-1. Caleb Hobson, the runner at third, tons of speed. Here comes the 0-1 to Mendez. The pitch, there goes the runner inside, and taking second without a throw is Andy Perez. It should be defensive indifference because nobody was covering. We'll see what the ruling officially is, but now runners at second and third. The winning run is at second. Can Mendez play hero? 1-1 as Mendez takes a ball outside, 2-1. Great eye. Luis Mendez nods in agreement. 2 balls and a strike. Luis Mendez looking for a multi-hit game. The 21-year-old from Azua, Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. 2-2 now. Second and third, two outs. Luis Mendez needs to find a way. This Fresno team has had opportunities. They've left eight on base. Here comes the pitch to Mendez from Wainscott. And it's a ground ball to short, and picking up Dorigi, the throw is in time, and Modesto holds on to split the series. Fresno cannot believe it as their playoff hopes dwindle. They now trail seven games in the California League North Division second half as they split the series and the season series with these Modesto Nuts. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. Wrap up with tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall by a final score of 4-3 as they split the series with Modesto. They split the 24 games this season 12-12 as Fresno, they cannot win the series in a must-win series. Fresno had three big chances this week and came up empty. The offense once again could not find a way late in this contest as your Fresno Grizzlies now trail the San Jose Giants by seven games in the California League North Division standings, with 18 remaining, the playoff hopes dwindling. As Fresno falls to 59-54, they are 21-27 here in the second half. Modesto, 22-26, they are 63-49 overall. Fresno, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 10 left on base. Modesto, 4 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. They also left 10 on base. The winning pitcher is Pedro de Costa Limos. He is now 5-2. Brian Perez, the loss, now 4-7. And the save to Jesse Wainscott, his 6th, as he worked out of trouble. Time of the game, 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 3,198. Your Fresno Grizzlies, let's go through tonight's scoring plays. Fresno fell behind 4-0 early. Carter Dorigi, an RBI force out, allowing Brandon Eichke to score, making it 1-0. Top of the third inning, Modesto putting up 3 runs. Carson Jones, an RBI double. RBI two RBI double. Ricardo Cova, Ty Pete scored. And then Carson Jones scoring on an RBI single from Charlie Pagliarini. Fresno scored their next three runs and their only three runs of the game in the bottom of the third. Luis Mendez, an RBI single. And then Fresno had a pass ball by catcher Josh Corone, allowing Andy Perez to score. Juan Castillo, the RBI single, as Modesto won 4-3. Zeros after that, as Fresno could not find a way. They left the bases loaded in the sixth inning. They left a runner at third in the eighth, and they left runners at second and third in the ninth inning. San Jose won on the other side, so Fresno, a tough way to end this series. They lose Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Needed just one win in these final three games. Fresno had eight hits overall, two by Felix Tena, two by Andy Perez. Andy Perez continues to hit the baseball well. He reached base four times, three successfully, two singles, a walk, and a fielder's choice. RBIs by Luis Mendez and Juan Castillo. On the other side, Modesto, they had 12 hits. They had five batters with multi-hit games. Carson Jones, he had a double with two RBIs. Brandon Ikey had two hits, a double, and a run. Ricardo Cova, the top of the lineup, reached base three times. Ty Pete as well reached base three times. On the pitching side of things, Fresno right-hander Brian Perez picked up the tough loss. Six innings, 11 hits, four runs, all earned, two walks and five Ks. Jake Madden, outstanding. Two perfect innings with two strikeouts. And Connor Eaton, a clean ninth inning. For Modesto, Pedro de Costa Limos picks up his fifth win. Five innings, a three-run ball, seven hits, no walks, five Ks. And then the hold to Fajardo, Ovando, and Long, and the save to Wainscott. Zero runs allowed by the Modesto bullpen. Four innings, one hit, four walks, and they struck out six as Fresno heartbreak city here at the end of this six-game series. But we're back in action tomorrow, or back in action on Tuesday, as we continue this two-week homestand as we welcome the Stockton Ports to town in must-win games. Fresno has to win out pretty much to stay alive, at least in the California League North Division standings. We will have not announced a starter yet for Tuesday's game. Stockton gives the ball to right-hander Norhe Vera, a 1-1 record, a 4.32 ERA. First pitch on Tuesday, August 20th at 6:50 p.m., and we hope you can join us as your Fresno Grizzlies must win. We need your support. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. That will wrap it up tonight. A big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to all of our partners as well on this Save March Sunday. Chukchansey Heritage Night presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Of course, they have that Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway and the Ultimate Rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. As we said, a Save March Sunday, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, California Fish Grill, tonight's Press Box Food, Manco Abbott, Les Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion, Express Furniture Rental. We also thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, a proud partner of Minor League Baseball, and that clear bag policy in effect here at Chukchansey Park as your Fresno Grizzlies fall tonight by a final score of 4-3. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you Tuesday for more Grizzlies baseball.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chukchansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.